You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
With Rach and Cam this morning, Luke's not here because it's his birthday.
We told him we don't want him here anymore and we're just taking over.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's our decision.
Our decision. We're splitting ties.
But very excitingly, other than Luke not being here, obviously, we have a guest in the studio with us. This morning, we have the amazing Alistair Ward, who has a show happening during Melbourne Fringe coming up this week called 20-something. Welcome to the studio, Alistair.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the crowd's going, guys, calm down. Just.
We invited some extra people along just to welcome.
I have them follow me everywhere I go.
Oh,
it helps.
So welcome.
Thank you.
Melbourne Fringe, hey. So your show, 20-something, about being a gay, cis, white man and making straight friends.
Yes, exactly. Well, I have a very privileged life of kind of fitting into that bubble of terms, I guess. And I've also had a weird life in that I have a lot of straight male friends and very comfortable people who are very comfortable with me and whatnot. And then I kind of realized I haven't seen a lot of that on TV or on stage. So I was like, why not write something myself so I can see that on stage?
Yeah, a lot of it that you get on, say, like on TV and stuff, when you've got like a gay and a straight person, is that kind of angst of like, oh, I love the straight.
Yes, exactly.
And then always the straight person, like 9 times out of 10, then goes, I love you too.
Yeah,
and then
totally.
They're not the straight friend anymore.
It's that sense where it's like, yes, that definitely happens. But at the same time, there's the other side of it too. And I'm like, can we not see more of that, please?
Yeah. So is this it's just a one-man show?
Three actors. Yes. Well, for me, it was very much, it's my first show I've ever written. And I was like, how can I keep it as simple as possible? And I thought if I knew how to write a one-man show, I would have. But I didn't know how to. And then I thought, let me bring it into an ensemble play. And then I have two wonderful actors, Matt Bertram and Patrick Ryan, who play a straight and gay guy, respectively, and they do a wonderful job.
There you go.
Yes.
That's super exciting. So what influenced you to actually write the show about it? So obviously you said you don't see a lot of it on TV and stuff, but was there a certain experience that you've had that made you want to write a show?
Well, I think it was more for me as an actor. It was very much that sense that I wasn't getting cast and I was like, I know I can do this, so why not write my own show myself and make it happen? And then I thought, well, I can cast myself as the lead and give myself a lot of lines, and that's exactly what I did.
As someone who attempted to be an actor when I was younger and I came out of acting school, yeah, it's very hard to get cast.
Oh, very much so.
Especially if you have even the slightest effeminacy to your voice.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
I kept getting calls to audition for crime shows here in Melbourne. And then meet me and be like, oh, you don't have the kind of aggression that we're looking for. I'm like, you don't say sis.
Oh, totally, totally, yes. I think, I don't know, I fit into that. I kind of am in the middle of that straight gay thing where straight people can't tell I'm gay, and gay people, queer people are straight away like, he's gay.
Yeah.
And so for me, I've been able to kind of go between those two worlds for a long time. But I was like, for me, I wanna play gay roles. It's I don't know, why not?
And for so many people, you can't wait around for gay roles at the moment. You've got to make your own.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's that thing, we're kind of getting more popular, which is fantastic. But I want to see more stories, and so I thought, why not write it myself?
See, we're getting more popular, but straight people keep playing us.
Yes, don't they just?
Yes.
And then they get told they're so brave for doing it.
I know.
That's so true. So your show is coming up starting on the 12th of September. So that's three days? Am I? I'm really terrible at math.
Feels like it, yes.
So Wednesday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
12th to the 14th of September. And it's at the Hair Hole, which is 63 Johnson Street in Fitzroy.
That's right.
Is that part of Hares and Hyenas?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, they have.
Yes.
They've got an event space
there.
They
do. It's beautiful. They transformed the bookstore into a wonderful theatre, basically. And we are going to use that space and fill it.
That's amazing. What an awesome place to have a queer fringe show.
Exactly, yes.
Awesome. Stick with us. We've got more questions about you coming up next. You're on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry. Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
You're here on Big Breakfast with
Alistair
Ward, and you're here because you've got your show 20-something.
Yes.
Is coming up this week, which is exciting.
Crazy. It's all happened very, very fast.
Actually, one question I didn't ask in the beginning, why did you call it 20-something? Obviously, age-wise, but like, do you want to be in your 20s forever?
No, that's the funny thing. Like, I'm 24 at the moment. I'm very excited for 25.
You're only 24?
I'm 24, yes.
Little baby.
Baby face. But the beard kind of makes me look 10 years older, luckily. Well, yeah. 5 years older, luckily. But I think it was more for me the idea of the quarter-life crisis. I'm not 25 yet. I feel like I've had a massive quarter-life crisis. So from probably 19 to 20 to 23-ish, it was that sense of who am I, where am I going, what am I doing with my life? And then... and then one day, obviously, it all changed and I worked it all out. Luckily, it took a while, but that's kind of where it came from. Yeah.
See, I got old real quick because, like, I met Rowan, settled down at, like, 21.
Wow.
And then I missed all that kind of, like, early 20s that you're supposed to be honest, I was kind of doing that when I was 17.
Because I did
start early. But, like, I missed all that kind of, like, mid-20s figuring out, navigating the gay scene.
I don't even think that's a bad thing. Oh, well, to be fair, in a sense with the 20s, it was, to one degree, it's the gay scene. But I don't even feel like I have a gay scene in a sense.
Because you've got so many straight friends.
Exactly.
And that's your problem.
I force them to come gay clubbing with me because I'm like, it is time.
It's really?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Do you force them? Because all my straight friends are like, oh, I want to come.
Oh, no, they want to come, but it takes a bit like 3 weeks ahead of time. This is where we're going to go.
Oh,
this
okay.
is how it's going to be. I will protect you, blah, blah, blah. That kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
Yes. So, I had to protect one of my friends once, but it wasn't for the reasons you're thinking. It's because he started a fight with a lesbian.
No. He'll never win. Never, and so
never start a
so
fight
I had
with
to,
lesbians.
Like, jump in between them and be like, no, he's just an idiot straight. Leave him alone.
Yes, that's right.
Oh my goodness. So your show, is it like cabaret? Is it comedy?
Oh, very
is
much
it
a straight
dramatic?
Play. Yeah, I know how to write is well, what do I know how to write? But I know how to write this. And this is very much just a normal play. Few scenes going through like a normal play. I just kept it short. That's the difference. So
okay.
It's about 50 minutes, yeah.
Is 50 minutes short?
Well, I play, think yeah. so. There's no intermission.
Really?
I was very much like...
Right.
Most of my audience is going to be people in my life who have never seen me act because I was overseas for such a long time. And I thought, well, they do not want to be sitting around for 2 hours. And also, I don't know if I have it in me yet to write a two-hour show or whatever. So I thought, let's start with 50 minutes.
How long did it take you to write the show?
It was a few months. It was kind of like a year. I started writing maybe a year and a half ago, just like poetry and all sorts of bits and pieces. And then it grew. And then it was probably a couple of months before it became a thing. And it was really, to be honest, a few weeks ago, I was still making small edits because I was like, this needs to change. This needs to... But then I did have to sit down and be like, okay, enough for the writing, direct, act, that kind of stuff, but leave the writing.
After opening night, do you think that, you know, you might make changes?
Oh, definitely not.
No?
I will be sleeping in and going... If there's big things, but in terms of the actual show, I'm like, it is what it is and it will be beautiful. As
okay.
It is. Yes, I trust.
Yeah, I saw last night that you'd started your dress rehearsals.
Yes.
And that's where you start making your big changes.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But usually only in like a directorial kind of thing. You won't be changing the script or anything because then you have one poor actor just freak out being like, I can't do this in time for the
totally.
Show.
Yeah, one of our last lines we ended up changing. One of my fantastic producers, Mashaka, she was wonderful yesterday. I did not have the energy or the brain power to work through directing and acting and producing and whatever. So I was like, I just need to act and you need to take over for me. And she was wonderful and she was like, we need to change this line. And I'm like, okay, cool, done. You
Amazing.
Make the decision. Yeah.
That's good. It's good that you can take some feedback
on
your own work.
Oh, my ego is not in this because I think I'd prefer it to be fantastic through other people's eyes. Why not? Like, that doesn't bother me.
It's really sobering because we were talking before, I also went to acting school similar to you, obviously different locations, but it's very sobering being around a group of actors in big quotation marks and suddenly going, wow, ego is terrible. I need to take it all out of my work.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because you go in going like, I'm the hot shot. I'm going to be the next big thing. And then you're like, everyone thinks they're going to be the next big thing.
Oh yeah. It's hard. I'm lucky in that apart from now I've got more, but most of my acting or creative friends are overseas in England or America. So the majority of my friends here are from high school or since then who have all sorts of jobs that aren't in the arts. And so I'm very lucky that they do not care at all. They are just here to support me, but they could care less. If I was in a movie, they'd be like, cool, that's great.
As soon as I left school, I'm like, I'm not talking to any of these people ever again. And then I like see them pop up on TV. I'm like, okay, you've done well for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. We've had a few of those. Yeah.
Nice. So you've gone to school in New York for acting.
Mm-hmm.
And then what took you to London? Was that more schooling or just...
No, I very much, once I finished drama school, I was like, that's enough school for me, pretty much for life. I'd love to keep learning in life, but not in an educational place. And it was a perfect experience. But I think after New York, I was very much broken in the sense of, like, who am I, where am I going, etc., because it's such an intense city and you just have no choice but to fend for yourself in a way.
Yeah.
And then I very much knew, I was like, I can't just come home, and that seemed failure to me. So I was like, well, I have to go somewhere else. And then I was like, let's go to London. So I literally, it was just that I knew I was coming back to Australia, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to move to London in 8 months. And that's what I did. It was very much, that was the way it was, yeah.
Nice. So this year it's Melbourne Fringe.
Yes.
What's the future looking like for Mr. Alistair Ward?
Well, now it's that cool thing where I've very much opened this Pandora's box for myself, and I'm like, why would I ever let someone else cast me? I may as well just cast myself and keep writing great roles, hopefully. And so I kind of, my next big goals, I want to make my own production company. I want to keep writing. I want to do a short film, TV series, that kind of stuff. I'm like, why not write it and put that story out there?
Awesome.
Well, if you're looking for casting.
Yes, like, yes, yes. There we go.
If you need a hair and makeup artist.
Love. Why not?
Look, we're all helpful here. I'm sure Luke could, like, lend people a video game to play.
Oh, why not?
Do you know, he has a...
Oh, he was in
a... He has a degree in, like, in film. Like,
oh, there we go.
What? Yeah. I didn't actually think I did know that.
He does not tell you. I randomly found out when I was talking about cameras, and he just spilled all this information at me, and I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, why do you think I've got all this film stuff on my arm and my tattoo?
Oh, yeah, duh. I did know that. I thought he just really liked it. Awesome. Well, you can check out Alistair's show, 20-something. It is at the Hair Hole, which is at Hares and Hyenas, from Thursday through to Saturday at 7 p.m. Where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets at the Melbourne Fringe website, or just at the door if you're running late and thinking, why not a show for the night?
Ooh, that's good. Amazing. Well, don't miss out on this one. It sounds like it might be a bit of a fun show. How to make
and
friends.
And you want to get in early, so then you'd be like, oh, I saw his first show.
Yes, the first show that Alistair ever wrote.
I love pointing to people and be like, oh, I knew them before they were big.
Yes, yes, please. Yeah. Yes.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.